It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store. And with that, it's let's head out to the fair. The guys are out at Dwayne's booth, the Heather Nursery booth, out at the Lac Mar County Fair. We're going live out there. And how's it going? How's the fair?
Well, it's really good. I just got here for the first time, Maynard, and our very first broadcast from the Lac Mar County Fair, and it's from the Heather Nursery or Heather Floral and Greenhouse booth outside the Horticulture Building here, and Dwayne Hastad joins me. Dwayne, this is kind of fun.
This is real fun. I always enjoy the Lac Mar County Fair. It's fun to set up a booth, and we do that usually on Wednesday morning, so we got our booth pretty well set up. Mainly a lot of mums, a lot of fall type stuff.
Yep. Yeah, you're right outside.
We're right by the eating stand.
Right by the food stand. Can't beat that.
Yeah. We're right on the north end of the Home and Garden Building. And a lot of people go through there. And then our booth is on the north end there. And I'll be manning it on and off. And enjoy talking to people. And people have questions besides the radio. That's what the booth's for, and we have a lot of items for sale, from a lot of fruit trees and mums and gourds and pumpkins, and stop in and look at our trees.
Yeah, you got a beautiful display outside here. Who helped you do that, put this display up?
Well, the gang did. Dale down here in Madison, Dale Pichon, helps, and he helps water. Randy brought over a load of, we mulched this and put the mulch down, and he brought the trees, and then Alan Adams helps us, and we bought a lot of plants. Here he is right there.
Okay.
I just talked to him.
Okay.
He's going to put the sign up here, our Heather sign, so we're not going to let him pound right now.
Okay.
But it's fun. I enjoy setting it up, and I enjoy, again, talking to people about plants and football.
Football, too, yep.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. Let's talk a little bit about the plants that you got here.
Well,
you said a lot of mums.
Yep, we have decorative mums, which means they're, you know, put out on your front steps or decorate your yard. Most of these are annual mums. Those are the ones that you see that have a lot of color. But we're getting a shipment in today of the perennial mums. They're called Minnesota Mammoth mums, and those are the ones that get huge in your garden and are hardy. These decorative mums are just a one-year thing. And after it gets cold, and you just throw these away. But the decorative mums, the mammoth mums, you can plant in your garden.
Right. Okay. Well, as usual, we're going to open up our phone lines, even though I'm not at the studio. Maynard can pass the questions on to us. Give us a call at 320-598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. We're broadcasting outside this morning from the Lac Mar County Fairgrounds, and Dwayne, you got some nice trees behind you too that you brought with.
Yeah, we brought a hydrangea tree, and we got a magnolia tree, and we got a grafted lilac tree. The most unusual one's the one behind you, Paul, is an espaliered apple tree. That means it's flat.
Oh,
it's and it has like three different types of apples on it. So if you don't have a lot of room and you want to put it against a building or something like that. That espalier tree is pretty cool.
Oh, flat on one side?
It's just, when you turn around, you'll see it right behind you there.
Okay.
So that's unusual. I've never had that before.
Okay.
It's also called triple play. It means it has three different types of apples on it, but it's espalier. It means it's a flat type.
Okay.
They do a lot of that type of stuff over in Europe. So we're catching up with them.
All right.
I'd invite people to come down to the fair, though, you know, in the Home and Garden Building. There's a lot of flowers in there, and was walking around there just a little bit ago, and there's a lot of beautiful plants in there. There's a bonsai plant in there, if you saw that, Paul, but
nope.
It's awesome.
A bonsai plant.
Bonsai means that they took it's an evergreen, and it looks like it's blowing in the wind, okay? It has a wild look, and they've pruned it that way.
Okay.
And so it's really neat, and if you haven't seen that, and there's a lot of beautiful flowers in the Home and Garden Building, so stop on down and come through our booth.
Yeah, for sure, we'll do that. It is Senior Citizens Day.
Oh, that's why they let us in, huh?
We get in free main gate admission all day for senior citizens today. at the fair, so that's cool.
Yep, a lot of things going to start, I would say, this afternoon. A lot of the stands are open, the rides will be going, and there's a band this afternoon.
Yep, I look, talk about the garden center here, you walk through some of the garden produce, what you see there, Dwayne.
Oh, that's, you know, Terry Overlander brought me down 3 bags of garden produce yesterday.
Okay.
My favorite is Mount Royal Plum. He has a plum tree that's absolutely great. There's some of those in here in the garden building. There's tomatoes. There's all different types of exhibits. It's fun. There's a lot of produce in there.
Yep.
And those are always fun. Always fun to get the Grand Champion ribbon.
Okay. You got a Grand Champion?
No, not this year.
Not this year, okay.
I did a lot of exhibits last year. I must have not had much to do last year. Been to Monty once today, down in Salta Cambie today, and made it to the fair here by 11 o'clock.
So. Yeah, because you put a full day in already.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to some questions here. There's a tree that was damaged in the storm, and most of the leaves now have holes in them, like insects are eating mostly all the leaves. You know, holes in the leaves, what does that tell you?
You know, we're in the almost the first end of the first week of September, and my attitude is don't care, it doesn't matter. I mean, in a couple weeks it's going to freeze.
Oh.
Leaves are going to fall off anyway. Eating the leaves, it's gone through the whole summer. It's been hot. Insects have been not as bad as usual. But, you know, you can still spray an insecticide on there if you want, or a fungicide. But you know what? The season's almost over. I hate to say it, but
yep,
it's almost over. So I wouldn't worry about it. Got a question this week a number of times. What do I spray on my crabgrass? Well, it's the end of the season. Crabgrass is an annual grass. That means it dies every year. The plant that's there dies.
Okay.
And then it comes up from seeds all the time next spring.
Right.
So spend your money next spring on a crabgrass preventer, a crabgrass killer. Now you can do it. You can kill it. But the first frost, crabgrass is dead anyway. So don't waste your money.
All right.
Buy one of these beautiful plants instead.
There you go.
Yep. The plant of the week.
Yep.
You know.
I forgot about that.
I forgot what it was.
Rose tree or something like that.
I have a broker that I buy a lot of plants through, especially our bedding plants, you know, the vegetables and the flowers. And we were down visiting my son in the cities, and Andy, who's our broker, is only 10 minutes away, and he has flowers all over. So I said, can I come over and look at your flowers? So I drove over there on Sunday and looked around, and he had a rose tree, okay? That means they've grafted a rose bush on top of a stem, and they had all different colors of roses on that thing. It's one of the most gorgeous things.
Wow.
I've seen. So I said, Andy, I need some of those for next year. Never seen that before. So
a rose tree, different colors of roses?
Different colors of roses on the same plant.
Okay.
It was awesome.
Yeah, we posted the picture on our KOQP Facebook page, so you can see what Dwayne's talking about there.
Yeah, go look at that. That was awesome. We're going to have some of those, and we're going to have a lot of tropical plants next spring. And for Dawson, I found a plant called the gnome plant.
The gnome plant, really?
Yeah.
So that'll fit in.
Yeah, so I ordered 588 gnome plants.
What's a gnome plant?
Gnome plant is, it has a long stem, and then on the top it has a cone on it, a little point on it, so it looks like a little gnome guy, and it comes in all different colors. Truffinia is what the botanical name is.
Oh, wow.
So we'll call it a gnome plant. So
I'm guessing Dawson will be covered with those plants.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
And the next one I got to find is a lutefisk plant. So that might stink
when you find one of them, let me know.
Well, so we got the popcorn plant, so we might have some butter for the lutefisk when we find it.
I just texted a question over to you there, Paul, so if you check your phone, you'll have one there.
We'll get that. We have some gorgeous Diplodenas here on the table here, and also a hummingbird plant. If you want to attract hummingbirds, you got to plant a hummingbird plant. The hummingbirds just came crazy. Hey, you know, this past week we did finish the Grand Park in Madison as far as the
Beautiful.
Plants are concerned. Turned out really well. I carried the first tray of pollinator plants. Before I set it down on the table, There was butterflies there.
Oh, wow.
It was unreal.
Nice.
So hopefully we're attracting some
wildlife
to the main street of Madison.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool.
Here's our question that came in from one of our listeners. They have some potted evergreen trees. When is a good time to plant them this fall? Do you have any suggestions for successful planting? Potted evergreen trees.
Plant them now. Sooner the better. They'll still root a little bit. Evergreens have gone dormant. That means you're not going to see a lot of top growth on them, and you don't want to because that probably wouldn't harden off. I would use a root stimulator. Be great if you use one of that I created. It's called Earth Element Starter Fertilizer. That would be good to mix into the soil. If you have spruce trees, you got to spray them. You spray them with a product we got right up there, Momentum. That'll keep all the bad things off them, the fungus problems that they're having. So
okay.
Plant them now. Water them good. You don't need to water evergreen lot much anymore, especially when today we're standing out here in bikini weather. And tomorrow I probably have a winter coat on.
Just to make sure we don't have bikinis on.
So. No, that wouldn't look pretty.
No.
But it's supposed to be 25 degrees cooler tomorrow.
All right.
So plant your evergreens, plant your other things. Fall is for planting. Great time. That's when Mother Nature does her planting.
Right. Got a personal question. I walked through my backyard a long time the other day, and I think I got what they're called chiggers?
Chiggers.
C-H-I-G-G-E-R-S. Yeah. My ankles are full of these little bites. It's very painful. What can I do to spray my lawn with that? Kill them.
You can spray with 7. That doesn't last very long in your lawn, but it'll take care of those.
7.
Roots. 7. 7, 8, 9. 7. It's a product, and it'll take care of those.
What is that? A little...
Little insect?
Yeah.
Likes you.
Oh, man. Painful.
Yeah.
You got to put some cream on it, so...
But probably better stay off the lawn until you spray it or take care of it.
Okay.
And, Heather's doing a lot of seeding of lawns. Okay, so yesterday we have a new inner seeder. That means it drills the grass seed into the lawn, and been doing a lot of that. So if you haven't, fall is the time to spend money on your lawn, even if it's dry out there. Hopefully we get some rain on Thursday, Friday.
Here. All right, Dwayne. Well, it's been fun broadcasting live from the county fair here this morning. I enjoy it. We should do this every.
We'll have to go traveling around and do this. We'll be the traveling talk.
Yeah, we know we should do that. Well. Pick somebody's garden and broadcast live from somebody's garden someday.
We could do that.
That'd be fun.
Tomorrow we're broadcasting from Dawson.
Football.
But yesterday, guess how many mums I sold?
How many?
22.
22 mums.
22 mums. So stop on down. We have lots of mums. You can take them right away from the fair. You can drive right up here. We have lots of trees. Look at the espalier tree. But... go to the home and garden building. There's a lot of cool flowers in there, and there's people in there to help you out, look at them, and tell you about them.
All right. Yeah, so stop by Heather Floral and Greenhouse outdoor booth here.
Yep, at the Lac Parle County Fair, or else you don't want to. We're also in Madison, downtown Main Street, right across from the Grand Park.
Yep.
And Dawson, right by south end of Main Street, then Smith Edition in Montevideo.
All right. Well, the authentic Mexican food tent is up. It looks like it's going to be running here in a little bit. Right across the road from you, Dwayne. You got to like that.
Temptation.
Yeah, you can smell the food already.
You can have flowers and Mexican food, and you can have cheese steak on a stick.
All right. Well, let's do that.
You bet.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Dwayne Hasted with the Garden Show this morning, live from the Lac Parle County Fair. Come on down to the fair today. It's Senior Citizen Day. They get in free if you're a senior citizen. A lot of the other things going on. White sidewalls tonight in the event center. Back to you, Maynard.